My name is John Waller.
And on this day, a story from 93-year-old veteran John Waller of Virginia Beach, Virginia, one he only told his daughter Garland recently, and she and her husband Barry Nolan both grabbed their iPads and began filming what would become a documentary that takes us from the sinking of the SS Leopoldville in the English Channel on Christmas Eve in 1944. 763 soldiers died, most went down with the ship, but survivors like John Waller were told never to speak of it. And it takes us to a chateau in Cherbourg, France, where decades ago, John snatched a portrait of a stranger. The film is The Silent Soldier and the Portrait. Garland Waller and Barry Nolan join us in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, Robin. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We should say old friends, and I can't wait for you to tell this story. And we also want to welcome Garland's father, John Waller. John, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Barry, start with you, our history buff. The Leopoldville tragedy. The ship that was a Belgian cruise ship that was converted to be this troop ship was being escorted by British ships to France when it was torpedoed? I mean, how horrendous.
These were the people that, when they talk about the greatest generation, John Waller is one of the prime examples. Mm-hmm. Born and raised on a farm, never been more than 50 miles from his home. He comes and signs up to go to fight for his country.
At 19.
At 19. Mm-hmm. And now he's on a boat being sent across the English Channel to join the Battle of the Bulge. And it's Christmas Eve when a German U-boat torpedoes this converted steamship. And the attempt to rescue these people as this ship began to go down was just chaotic.
Yeah, and Garland, you didn't even know about this, that your dad almost died.
You know, they were told, do not talk about this. It will be bad for morale. And they didn't.
John Waller, I'm going to bring you in. There was a large ship that came to try to rescue boys like yourself jumping off the Leopoldville.
I was in line to jump when the two ships collided. Of course, the guys jumping from the Leopoldville, they missed. They fell in between and were killed. Mm-hmm. And then the boilers blew up and the ship started to really sink fast. I walked down the side of the Leopoldville into the water. And I was there for 40, 50 minutes in freezing ice-cold water before I was pulled out of the water and into a small fishing boat and carried to Cherbourg.
You're 19 years old. You didn't want to die because you didn't want your mother to get that call.
That is true. As I was in this water, the thing that I thought about is what my mother would say when she got the letter that I hadn't survived.
Well, this story would be enough. But it turns out that John Waller and a group of his friends then continue on their journey, and they end up in an abandoned chateau in France. The place has been ransacked by the Nazis, and there's a safe there. And John blows this safe up with his friends and takes a souvenir. Garland, pick the story up. Your dad then told you, oh, I have this thing I took.
This beautiful French portrait that was the size of my hand.
Yeah.
And the more he talked about it, the more I realized he felt a little guilty about this. And so I said to him, I kind of feel like if you could, you'd like to take it back. And he said, I really would.
I had put it away after my second wife said I couldn't hang it in the house because she didn't want stolen stuff in her house.
Whoa.
And I didn't look at it anymore, but I said, well, you know, someday I'll take it back. I'll go find the people, and I just wasn't sure how they would receive it, but I just felt it was the right thing to do, and I'd get it off my mind.
Well, we're really going to leap ahead now because Garland and Barry really now are doing a lot of detective work, going to talk to experts, Google Maps. I mean, it's just an amazing story. But I'm going to leap ahead to you all make your journey with the portrait in hand to go to the spot where the Leopoldville went down. There's a moment in the film. You are all on this ferry. Garland is, and Barry have brought this beautiful wreath with white flowers. You were going to go to the ship's rail and have this quiet ceremony with your father to throw this wreath.
The BBC caught wind of the story.
here's an extraordinary story of survival. On Christmas Eve, 1944...
And the moment when Dad came out and saw the crowd of people who were on that ship, who clapped to honor him for his service, it was quite a moment.
This was a moment of remembrance of greatest ideals. This was Europeans. And when they began to hear this, what they responded to was the power of those ideals that brought those boys from farms to fight for other people who were being oppressed. It's overwhelming. It was really quite a moment.
It's quite something. John, when you first came out, what did you think? They were applauding you.
I was blown away. I just never in this world expected anybody would even be interested in the Leopold. I got home. I just wiped it completely out of my mind and never even thought about it again.
Yeah.
When I threw it overboard, it really brought back memories of that Christmas Eve. But, it did. I just, when I did that, I remembered that a lot of my friends, a lot of my comrades, didn't make it. They went down.
Thank you for sparing my life and sparing my mother the hard way of getting free. Hate to inform you that your son. Now, she didn't get that letter, and I got my life. Thank you.
So, John, we get to hear you say the words there that, you know, you'd so long to say. Thank you for sparing my life and not letting my mother have to get that letter. We regret to inform you. And it's in front of these British people.
They really treated me like a hero, like that. I hadn't thought about it in years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel really great that there were people after all these years that they would appreciate what the Americans did.
Well, there's something else we want to mention, and you didn't want your mother to get this letter. Apparently, she was already getting one. Your brother was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, where you were heading just weeks before.
Yeah, he died on the 5th of December. I got word that my brother died about 3 weeks after the ship was sunk. But she didn't know what I went through. She would have gotten two letters. That would have been her death.
Oh, my gosh.
She couldn't handle it.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know at that time that he had been killed. If I hadn't made it, that it really would probably have been my mother's death to lose two sons.
Well, we are so sorry about your brother.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take a breath. Because we're not even finished with our story. Because it turns out that Garland and Barry, you find the chateau, the descendants of the people who lived there. And John, you handed over this portrait to them in person. We're just going to listen to a few seconds of that moment.
This is just a wonderful way to say, I'm sorry, and I want to return.
Thank you.
I'll return it to you all. But thank you, and please forgive me.
Oh, John, did that relieve you of something, handing that back?
It did. When I did think about it, what will I run into? Will they kick me down the stairs and throw me out and swear at me? And I was relieved. Have they accepted it? They were just as nice and thoughtful and generous as they could be. Mm. And that did ease my mind considerably.
Just a couple of thoughts. If you're lucky enough to have a World War II veteran, ask them, is there anything you want to tell me? And John, anything else you want to share? John Waller, we just wish you the best Veterans Day. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you.
Thank
and you. Garland, you're a wonderful daughter. Wonderful daughter.
Thank you, Dad.
I just think that if I hadn't survived, you wouldn't be there, Garland.
So we thank you for that, too, John Waller.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, 93-year-old John Waller, veteran of the 264th Regiment, 66th Infantry Division of the U.S. Army, who'd been haunted by surviving the sinking of the USS Leopoldville in 1944 when over 700 soldiers didn't, and haunted by taking a small portrait from a French chateau. As you've heard, he's found some peace with both. John's daughter Garland and her husband Barry Nolan's documentary is The Silent Soldier and the Portrait. And because it's Veterans Day, you can see it for free at hereandnow.org. Watch it with a vet. You never know what you might hear.